Hello friends and welcome to Fey Earth, a magical world set in an alternate 19th century Earth, where every creature from folklore and fairy tale is real, have always been real, and lived alongside humanity. Join our adventurers as they explore a world of arcane mysteries and danger, where the new scientific and industrial age collides with an ancient world of fairy and magic.
The party, having successfully made their way through the abandoned home of a goblin artificer who had been living in Paris but had disappeared about 30 odd years ago, you were told. You come back. You have a fairly
substantial.
You don't know. You did get quite a substantial hoard while you were when you were in there, okay? So he's carrying all that back. It's late enough, but not so crazy late that you can't get a cab. All right. But to remind our viewers of the stash itself, it was. Let me see if I can find my list. Ah, here we go. So there was a number of things. Okay. You found what looked like a quill pen, like an old medieval style quill pen made of solid silver. Okay. Mm-hmm. There were these small brass balls, like small, intricate little brass balls, about 10 centimeters in diameter. There was this beautifully decorated, very exceptionally well made scabbard, okay, about the length of an arming sword, like from like the 14th, 15th century, you know, without that size and shape. So nothing at all like the modern small swords that sometimes people will have hidden in a cane. There was a very nice horn, decorated with Ringadot style Norse engravings around it, and a little kind of leather cap over it, because when you picked it up you could hear liquid sloshing around inside. There was also a small bottle made of finely crafted glass wrapped in silver filigree that looked like there was ground silver inside of it. There was another small kind of vial-like bottle that had what looked like quicksilver or mercury inside it, but it seemed to have a slightly higher viscosity, be slightly thicker than mercury. And there was a quite fat, very fine pair of glasses, the lenses of which appeared to be made of solid silver, but when Mina put them on, she could see perfectly through them. And you also found a book, written in Sylvan, which is a treatise on the powers of will and mental resolve, which Justine is pretty sure is quite a rare and legendary item, a Tome of the Sage. These are books which, if you read them, they will increase one of your abilities, in this case, resolve, and then the enchantment fades for 100 cycles of the moon. Okay? There was also some other things that you found, like there was some jewels and stuff like that. There was some rubies, some pieces of amber, you know, stuff like that, as well. There was a bag of 150 gold too. Okay. So you, as I said, are making your way home, and you head back to Amanada's house. What's the plan?
Can somebody figure out the two stages? I look at the two swords of sorcerers, and I say, like, can you guys figure out what that is?
Yeah,
all the stuff we found.
Before we go to Madame Gauthier, at least so we know what they are handing over.
Yeah, absolutely, you can do that. So we can say that.
And maybe we want to keep something.
Well, we'll say that when you get back to the house, he's like, go into the drawing room or something. Yeah. And between Justine and Feruz, you both being sorcerers and being proficient in the detect magic spell, each of you spending, I don't know, probably the equivalent of maybe 10 mana each roughly on these items, you do examine them all. Okay, going through them, the small little in brass balls, these are sunflower sparks. So when thrown on the ground, they release a brilliant burst of radiant light, which can temporarily blind those around you. Okay. The scabbard is referred to usually as an elf scabbard, and the scabbards are made for a specific sword, okay? And as long as the sword is kept in the scabbard, it will always be in pristine condition and razor sharp, and will do an additional +1 damage, okay? There is always the chance that it might fit another sword than the one it was made for, but that's kind of tricky because, as I said, these swords are the standard swords that the elves use, which are kind of, think of something kind of like, okay, I'm showing my own nerdy background here, the Polish saber. So a very long, thin, slightly curved blade, okay? That's kind of sort of what, that would be the closest human analogy to the type of swords that the elves normally use, okay?
Mine had canon is something like Hotifying from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, so, yeah. Off, exactly, okay?
But with a cross guard.
Yes, but with a proper, decent cross guard, okay?
It's one of my favorite swords of all time, but the cross guard is a deal breaker. The
cross
for
guard
me.
Is non existent. And as people who fence. We fence with swords, so we know the importance of a cross guard. Pelina used to fence with too.
For people who don't know, Neil and Susie here, they're very serious fencers. They've been doing HEMO forever, and Neil is actually who are you? You're a founder and like a president of HEMO Society of Ireland.
I was the founding president of the HEMO HEMO Ireland, our federation, and I've had my own club for over 12 years now. So yes, but I really should be a lot better at fencing than I am. Nonetheless. The next thing that was found, the drinking horn, is a horn of troll strength. They contain a magical draft. So this is the thing. They're believed by many scholars to be what give trolls and giants their great strength. But that's actually not true. It's literally troll beer. But when humans drink it, it temporarily makes them really strong. Okay? When you drink it, you basically get a +2 to your fortitude, which is a significant bonus for an hour. And a standard horn will... and as you also get the might talent at +3. And a standard horn will hold 1d6 +3 drafts of drinking, okay?
That was the same horn as in the first campaign, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, you did come across that in campaign 1.
We heard that, yeah.
Yeah.
It was given to us.
The small little finely crafted glass bottle with what looks like ground silver in it is moon dust. Okay? So this is silver that is mined from the Fey Realm itself. When a handful of this dust is thrown in the air on a full moon, if it lands on a site, like a rock or something, that is a portal to the Fey Realm or an opening into a Fey Mound, for example, it is revealed and it opens. Okay?
And you use it with a moon lamp.
Use it with a moon lamp, which Gwyn has.
I do.
Ooh. Right, okay, so if you have a moon lamp, you always need that moon dust, though, do you?
You do,
have to buy some. So you might as well keep it, save the money on that.
They work in conjunction, okay? You don't, what makes
right,
moon...
Yeah.
Literally, moon lamps are effectively a magical bullseye lantern that... It doesn't, it's not bright or anything, but the properties of the light from it are the same as the properties of moonlight. So for things specific magic item, moondust, it works in that way.
Yeah.
All right. The small little vial with the quicksilver-like material in it is a tincture of fairy speed. So if you take it, your body becomes filled with energy as time itself seems to almost slow down. For the duration, the person who's drunk it gets an additional major action per turn. Their speed is doubled and they can withdraw as a free action. And the tincture lasts 1d6 +5 rounds.
Nice.
Okay. The glasses were glasses of true sight, which give the wearer the effects of the True Sight spell. The True Sight spell allows you to effectively see illusions, and depending on how powerful the caster was, you may or may not be able to see directly through the illusion. But you are also able to, when it comes to, where the bloody hell is it? Sorry, you can also detect invisible fey creatures as well as other individuals who are magically, invisible. You can't necessarily, you can't see the creature, but what you can make out is like a magical glow outlining
kind of
exactly where they are. So you know exactly where they are. And then the last item was the Tome of the Sage. If a person spends 100 hours reading this book over a period of 7 days, their resolve score is permanently increased by 1. And after it is read, the enchantment fades for 100 cycles of the moon.
Is there anything special about the pen of silver? Apologies.
I forgot that. It's a messenger pen.
That's a messenger pen. Okay.
Yeah, it's a messenger pen. So the way the messenger
is it
pen,
just a fancy messenger pen, or are they
no
all
it's
like,
just a messenger pen.
That's like they generally it's like you don't always see them looking like that. Like a lot of messenger pens nowadays are like just look like
that's
really
just
really expensive
a normal kind of pen look, you know?
Fountain pens, but this is a particularly posh one, okay? And how the messenger pen works is they traditionally used to look like these medieval quills made of solid silver. Okay, and there's a small compartment that they open up and you pour specially prepared ink into that you need to buy off an artificer, okay? And
the moonlit script spell.
It's effectively the equivalent of a moonlit script spell, okay? Yeah. So the person who's writing it, the person who is a writer basically thinks of who they're going to write to, and they write the message a standard messenger pen, so it's kind of like the Minuscript spell, except it does have a range, and the range is 50 kilometers, which is still pretty significant, you know? And a standard pen would have enough ink in it to write 100 words, and then you would need to go to an artificer to get replacement ink.
While this is happening, Sylvia is going to get some wine for people because, you know, we decided, hey, let's go and look at this house after having a really nice meal and a lot of wine. And then we went into the house and now we're
you're making yourself comfy in Aminata's home and getting some wine.
Well, you probably wouldn't need to go and get wine. We'd probably wake up with the people.
Are you going to wake up the
housemaid?
Absolutely not.
No, we can chip over to the kitchen. We'll go and get wine.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I suppose the question is
it's
this:
cheese we need this time. It's wine.
What would the party be looking to? Of the items, how many of them are you thinking of giving to Madame Gauthier? How many of them is the party thinking of keeping for themselves?
Well, did she get first pick, though?
Of what you give her?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the question
on, like,
I'm
let's
asking.
Turn it around. Okay, let's turn it around. And just say, like, well, if you have a moon lamp win that needs a moon dust anyway, you might as well keep it because then we can save the money in buying that. Like, yeah.
I assume if it was anyone other than Madame Gauthier, you know I would keep them all. But my concern is that she won't be happy with what we bring back.
I have a
we're going to be honest about it and just show her what we brought.
That is what we agreed to, and we don't know if Madame Gauthier has other means of discerning the truth.
She can cast True Sight.
So,
I know this for a fact.
So we should just bring what we have found, and hopefully she's gracious enough to take into account what we may have. I really hope she does not take this gabbet, because I plan on going back to that house and trying to find that sword.
Why don't you tell her that?
I mean, we can always...
I don't think that going back to the house is a good idea. Like, why?
There's a sword.
Can I ask why is the sword important? I'm curious.
Because I know really wanted that sword.
Yeah, but we have absolutely no way of knowing if the sword is even there. It could be gone. Mm-hmm. In which case, we are risking our lives for no reason.
Oh, that's true. I suppose it would have been nice to have the complete set, but I know I wouldn't risk anybody's life for just one thing. If we were going to go back in there, it would be to get more items, but
we don't even know if sword is there.
The thing is, of course, is having gone through the house, this house was weird.
Not necessarily we'll be allowed to go back, because I have a hard time believing they was completely abandoned. It felt like there was a presence there. It felt like someone was watching over us. And at the beginning, it said something about the tricks. I do not remember the exact words because too much wine. But it clearly did not feel abandoned. So I don't think we'll be.
Oh, and I think the tricks will be different if we go again. I do not think it will be the same. I really think. I mean,
yeah.
And also, not to mention, as I said before, if the sword is not there, it would be risking our lives unnecessarily.
No, absolutely. I agree. I just, it would have been nice to have, like I said, the complete set. I do think, though, that the house was not as abandoned as we thought, considering when we left, we got told we got through more than others. So I assume we were being...
Oh, you heard that too.
Vine does not typically have hallucinogenic properties. I don't know.
It depends on the wine.
I don't know, Gwen. Did you put anything in the vines this time?
Not this time.
Hmm.
But I've learned my lesson, I would tell you if I did.
So can I get just a confirmation that you are going to give all items to Madame Gauthier? You're not keeping any of them yourselves?
Well, we're going to show her and then try and negotiate. Like, that is the impression I'm getting. Am I wrong?
No, that is true. Okay, Aminata is going to look at Gwen and say, Gwen, you will need to be your very, very charming self to ensure that we're not going to lose all of the items that we found.
Easy peasy.
Well, I think what will happen is we show her the items, and then anything she wants that we want to buy, we would have to, would be probably, taken from our cut of the gold and this kind of thing. I should do it.
Sorry, Sylvie, just to point out, when Madame Gauthier asked you about this job, she never mentioned anything about the treasure. She was only interested in magic items.
Okay, right.
She didn't actually mention anything about mundane treasure that was found. She was only concerned about magic items that were acquired. So just a point of clarification there.
Apologies, I made a assumption.
No, I was under the same impression as well.
That's what Mina is saying, because again, Mina is pretty greedy. I actually remember the deal was that we get whatever is in there, and then she gets first pick of what we want to sell. So my understanding is we can totally keep things that we find is, helpful.
These things she might not have a need for, if you're saying like she has true sight, so she might not want the glasses. But, I'm curious what she really wants, because I don't think it's just the magic items. She might want more to know about the make, and maybe more to know if it's actually empty or not.
So, Farouz, I will say this for you, both because of your background as an apprentice artificer in Constantinople and having briefly worked for Madame Gauthier. So you would be very experienced with artificers. Artificers love getting their hands on magic items made by the Fae, if for no other reason than they get to study them and try to better understand how they were made, so that they can better hone their craft,
I didn't expect she'd want the magic of them, but rather to understand them.
But also there's a simple fact that if you do manage to come across a bunch of really cool things that you don't have to make, that you can still sell. And so, like, for example, the glasses of true sight. No, she, all of these items, she probably is not interested in any of them.
Mm-hmm.
maybe the Tome of the Sage, because, you know, that's just improving a base ability. Because, she, you know, anything that she had that you give her will be stuff that she will either want to study, because it might be an item that, you know, is very rare that she hasn't come across before. The Tome of the Sage is a legendary magic item. Okay. Just to point that one out. Anything that she might have that might be kind of cool that she hasn't come across before, she wanna study or just sell, you know?
Yeah. I think that there's no harm in keeping items. It's not like we're lying. If she were to ask about it was this everything we found, we can always say, no, we did find more, but a couple of things we thought we'd really need in our adventures.
Yeah.
And if she asks to see them, then there's no harm in showing them, but just keep them off the table of the discussion. Because if we show everything, what's really going to stop her from taking all of this?
Yeah, I agree. And I do think that many of the items that we have, she will already have in stock and won't be too sad if we keep them. But I do think honesty is the best approach, just considering how powerful she clearly is. I would hate to sever a relationship with her professionally and personally.
And also, she's been quite good to us so far, so it makes sense to just be honest and frank. And I'm pretty sure she can understand that business is just business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Shall we just sleep on it and then visit the shop tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I want to try and log and understand as much details as I can of the items. So whatever we take or not, I want to use whatever I do know and how much limitation it is to just learn and observe and take notes, even if it doesn't amount to much right now. It's just something Feyruz would want to do to better learn this craft.
I think Justine would very much want to join her if Feyruz is okay, because we're both sorcerers and we have very similar backgrounds. Mm-hmm. So Justine is very much interested in all sorts of like magic research. So yeah, Justine is going to join.
Okay, perfect. So seeing that the two sorcerers don't plan on sleeping anytime soon, Amanada is going to grab Sylvia by the wrist and be like, we might as well get a few more things to eat to accompany the wine, maybe some cheese. cheese! And while the sorcerers do what they do best, we could, I don't know, just sit, talk, and then we can go to bed.
Sylvia is gonna, she's not pulling away. She's gonna look at the hand on her wrist and be like, okay. This sounds good. And you can see she's like looking really awkward and is like, what do I like? There's a hand on, like, do I acknowledge? This is like kind of, is she gonna hug me? What do I do? It's like very like,
Amanada is just going to like look at Sylvia and say, Sylvia, take a breath. We are friends. I'm just showing you to the kitchen, so in the future you can come in here, make yourself more at home. The others are too preoccupied, so don't. If you prefer not to be touched.
Oh no, okay. It's. I'm fine. I'm just
terrified.
Terrified? No.
Okay.
Terrified of what exactly? Of you?
Well, no, physical affection. Every time I touch you, you seem to just stiffen.
You are the first person who has held me in a non-medical setting in... Oh, how long ago does the forehand? I've been 10 months now, so it's a little unfamiliar.
Understood.
I'm not afraid, but you were the first person who to hold me in any way. So, you know, it is just unfamiliar, and I'm just going to kind of straighten up her kind of little jackety thing on her dress. I am relearning.
Okay. I will be very gentle. Don't worry. With that, Aminata is going to... With that, Aminata is going to, like, let go and just, like, tackle themselves back into the kitchen while grabbing, like, loaves of bread, some butter... And just pointing Sylvia's like, in there you can get some, I don't know, some apricots. And essentially, Aminata's doing what their mom would do, and that is just host. And they're just gathering all the cold cuts of food and just bring up plates upon plates while the two sorcerers are like poured over the dining table.
Yeah, Sylvia, every so often, you'll show like, maybe some... I don't know. Do you want anything sweeter? Or I don't have much of a sweet tooth myself, but I is there anything in particular that you think that I should get?
There should be some honey just above you there on the shelf. And then if you go two shelves below, there may be some jam of some sort. The cook tends to keep a fairly stocked kitchen, so we need to be very careful to leave this place in the same exact state we found it.
So Sylvia's just taking a little bit of lots of stuff, you know, that kind of... but not leaving everything exactly where it was.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm absolutely getting campaign one vibes here. This is so good.
Mm-hmm. The cheese.
The cheese and the wine.
So,
me with Faders and Steen. Faders would cast a alchemical scribe to just start writing down everything that we are noticing and looking. Yeah. And then it would also include any of the in-between notes that we would say or the little bits of conversation we'd have. And I was like, don't worry, I'll edit that out later. This is just easier.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So
like all the goss, basically, yeah.
Yeah.
All the tea.
Well, so how the spell works is that you enchant a number of like blank pages that you would have on your person. And there's no pen involved. The words just start appearing written on the page of what you're saying. You know, it's perfect dictation, okay? I have one question for you, Feruz. What language would it be written in?
Well, okay, actually, this is something I wanted to ask last time and I kept forgetting. But what language are we all speaking in common?
You're currently all speaking French.
Okay, then it would be French just because it would be between... both Feroz and Justine.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just, but because you cast a spell, would, even though you're speaking in French, would it be writing in French, is my question.
Ah, I hadn't considered that.
Yeah.
Because I know, I think in my native tongue when I'm speaking one language.
Okay. So then if it doesn't have to write in the language that I'm speaking.
Not necessarily.
Okay, so then it would be taking what both Yassine and I are saying, but it would write it down in Arabic.
That's what I thought. So, yeah. So, Yassine,
sneaky move.
This beautiful, elegant Arabic script appearing on the page, but you can't read any of it, of course, because...
Yeah, Yassine would just be like...
you're quite the polyglot, you know, but you can't read any of it, so yeah.
It's okay. I'll take old fashioned notes. I'll take old fashioned notes in Dutch.
Well, you can teach me Dutch, and I'll teach you Arabic.
There's the flex here happening between the two.
Can I have both of you give me intellect arcane lore rolls, please?
Okay, that's a +2 for me.
Plus your intellect, so it's +6.
Plus intellect, plus six.
I think it's the same for you, Yufin, isn't it? Yeah, it is plus six as well.
24.
Okay. And Justine?
30-20.
Okay, right.
You missed the mark, both of you. My goodness.
I'll say that with that studying and that time that you're spending, you feel like you're getting a nice understanding, like, of the stuff, like, that you're examining. You're getting some nice insights into some of the magics. It is like on a high level, you know. Obviously, I'm not like, you're not going to be able to make stuff up anytime soon, but you do, like, it's definitely kind of giving you a greater level of insight into what the enchantments themselves were, and looking and better ideas, particularly for you, Fedders, because you do have an artificer's background, of like kind of getting an idea of like how the enchantments are being placed on the objects.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, is there anything else that happens? Any other conversations that people want to have? Or do we want to just, the party goes to bed for the night and then the next day goes to Madame Gautier's?
I'm happy for just like chit chat, little goss.
Yeah.
I can give people the lowdown as to some of the best places around Paris and where I intend to take them, and just kind of get really excited and be like, oh, there's this place. Oh, the coffee here is so beautiful. The pastries, oh, to die for, divine. And then just like rattling off all these things like at breakneck speed, and then being like, that's a lot of information.
I have actually another question. Like, where abouts in Paris would your house be, Aminata?
It would be fairly central, because we'd need to have easy access to different ambassadors' homes and different...
Right, yeah. Cool.
I think what we'd said was that you were in a, like, you're in a pretty nice part of the city, but we're not talking the super... super crazy wealthy elite section.
Oh yeah, yeah. No.
It's like hot, like posh middle class, if you know what I mean. You know, right? So, you all go
kind
to bed.
Murray kind of a thing, like right?
Yeah, you all go to bed. I don't think anybody actually managed. Did anybody get actually injured? I know some people's.
I got injured because the rose bushes.
Oh,
got
the rose bushes. That's right.
Yeah, me too.
Sylvia, you
some damage from the rose bushes too.
Well, I assume Sylvia would heal everybody before they go to bed.
Yeah, I mean,
It wasn't
didn't take much damage.
So. I wasn't significant.
It wasn't a lot.
It was a flesh wound.
Yeah, I think Justine's dignity got injured in the library more than any physical injuries.
The book.
Emotional damage was taken.
Yes.
It will take a lot more than Sylvia. Yeah. Can your healing help emotional wounds?
No, it cannot. No. So,
The betrayal might help, but the scars are forever, I think.
I think
in the middle of writing the notes about the items, both Justine and Fedor would be gossiping about the book and what it might have contained and the friends that were lost.
Well,
definitely discussing like terrible treachery, basically. Absolutely, yeah.
Can we ever trust books?
The next morning, you get up, you have breakfast, and you all, unless you have anything else to do, you head to Madame Gautier's store. Okay, so you get to her shop about 10 o'clock. All right, and you walk in, door opens, the little bell ringing. And she's just sitting there. She's writing in a ledger. There's no customers in the shop. And looking up, she says, "Ah, bonjour.
Bonjour.
How are we all today?"
Oh, bien.
Alive, I see.
Well, we survived our recent adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here with our spoils.
Oh, wonderful. So... and I see what it was that you found?
Mina and the purse.
Oh, yeah. Mina's just going to up and No, she won't upend the purse because she has other shit in there, but like she take out one by the other, and by the other she puts everything out on the counter.
That's good. That was quite the haul. And you see her waving her hands over the items as she casts both Justine and Pharaoh's. You immediately recognize it as detect magic as she's identifying the objects. She's like, yes, that's nice. Oh, interesting. You didn't happen to see a sword in there, did you?
No.
No.
It's a sword spot. Don't. Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, these glasses are lovely. And oh, my, this book is very special. It's quite a rare book, in fact.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
Did the sorcerers willingly part with this book? Because I feel like it would be.
You said everything. I repeatedly asked you all, and you said.
That's what I kept saying, guys.
Fairos wanted to keep stuff.
But you all said we put everything there. No one listed any item that you wanted to keep, and I repeatedly asked you.
Get the NPC to get a plus one and resolve.
I did say I wanted to keep the scabbard. Like,
sorry, you did. Oh, you did say that, but then there was a conversation about the sword being.
Yeah, but then there's a conversation, and then you specifically kept saying, like, we have to be honest. So,
yeah. Also, you did also concede.
I think he's right. He said we'd show everything.
Yeah. You did also concede that you probably weren't going to go back and try and find the sword. So,
but I can still keep the scabbard. It might fit another sword.
It may. Not likely to.
Yeah, but you were also saying, like, honesty.
So.
She says, so it's too late for this conversation now.
Well, so this is what you found. Was there any particular items that you had been thinking you might like to keep yourselves? What would you be considering?
Yes, we had an interest in honesty, just wanted to show you what we found. But I think there are some items we would very much like to keep.
Okay, and they are?
I'd like to keep the scabbard, please.
I know it is a legendary item or a very rare item, but we would like to keep the book.
I would like to examine it if I could, but to be perfectly honest with you, while I suppose it would be useful for myself, it's not the kind of item that most people would be interested in acquiring. There are other such tomes.
That are appropriate for a sorcerer such as yourself.
No, I am just in general that people might be interested in acquiring. These enchantments are very rare. I've never heard of a human artificer being able to construct one of these items, only ever fae. But I would like to study it even just for a little bit if I could, but by all means. So the scabbard and the book.
Where are we also thinking the moon dust? Because
the moon dust, Gwyn has something that would work with very well. I was also considering maybe, I'm not sure if you'd have interest in the tincture of speed. I think that would be something potentially useful for me. Mm-hmm. But it all depends on what the party think. We are a team, after all.
I mean, it's just going to peep up and say, like, could I keep that strength spear? Because that's all she heard last night. She doesn't know what it's called. She just knows strong beer. And that's what she's going to call it from now on. It's strength beer.
Strong beer. Can I just give you very, very strong beer, please?
What you are offering me is these sunflower sparks and the glasses of true sight.
Oui.
I personally have no use for them. Does anyone else want them?
The sparks might be interesting but surely not all three of them. But I don't know what use we could get out of them.
Who wants to give me a persuasion roll?
I will. I've got good charm. Yeah,
we do need to hand some of it over, I think, in fairness.
There is also the ruby, silver, gold, whatever.
Well, as I said, she had, when she talked to you about it, she didn't say anything about mundane treasures. Oh, yes, she didn't want
the silver and gold, yeah, I suppose.
Is there anything that she... Actually, yeah, I want
yeah,
to...
Yeah, is there anything she wants we could ask her?
Yeah, I want to see if Aminata would have noticed if she lingered a bit longer on some things over other ones using
You would have
my,
noticed that, I suppose.
Yeah, using my... It's not behavioralist.
Yeah, you have the eye for that. Like, Mina
insight.
Doesn't notice
that
shit.
That would be behavioralist. So for you, it would just be... Which you don't have your conversation as the other one.
My revealing insight.
Yeah, well, we'll see. So this would be a awareness roll with your keen eyes. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how well you roll.
Okay. So... that is my... 15, 18.
I'll say that's a high enough roll that you can.
Oh, could I use my wordsmith?
That's more for you persuading others. You know, you'd add that to to persuasion and deception rolls.
Yeah. Okay.
So, she was actually, you kind of see, she did seem to be kind of interested in the scabbard, actually. and she was kind of interested in the moondust as well.
I am happy to part with the moondust.
And if you'd Peter, like,
darling.
If you'd like to study the scabbard, and I could retrieve it at a later time. I'm also quite happy with that arrangement.
That would be very, very good. And then I suppose you'd be looking to sell the Sunflower Sparks and the Glasses of True Sight. Yes?
I look around.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, but what of the Moondust? Are you interested in that?
I mean, it would go very well with the lamp that I purchased from you before, but it can be found again.
Well, it is somewhat difficult to come by because it's made from silver mined from the Fey Realm itself, you see. See, this is the funny thing. For myself, something like this is very useful to maybe give to adventurers that I'm hiring to go exploring Fey Mounds and the likes, but... You would be one of the parties of adventurers that I would be possibly hiring to do these jobs for anyway, so...
If you hire us, we already have our moondust.
So. That is true. That is very true.
Well, perhaps we could split it. Some could be for study and some could be for use.
Oh, I don't need to... Like, the issue with moondust isn't its manufacture, it's the rarity. I will not be venturing into the Fey Realm to get silver anytime soon. It's traditionally... gotten through trade with Arcadia. And trade between France and Arcadia is not that good at the moment. You can also get it from the northern territory of Jotunheim, but
I don't think they were very impressed with France entering the war with fate.
Well, look, I'll be honest with you, I have very few trade connections with Jotunheim. Most of my fae trade connections were with Arcadia because obviously it's closer. So it's not a case of me studying the moondust. There's actually not much of the enchantment of it is quite simple because it uses such a rare material in its construction.
Well, if you agree to hire us again for a few more jobs, we will promise to use it only for adventures involving you and your business.
Well, that seems reasonable, I suppose. So then,
and maybe we could find more moon dust, you know, in the future. So
we'll say then I would pay you for the glasses of true sight and the sunflower sparks, and Aminata is kindly allowing me to study the scabbard, but obviously it is hers. So for those items, how does the sum of 200 gold sound?
Gwyn kind of is taken aback and pretends not to be, that would be a perfect.
Is that a good price? Or Hang on a second.
Now,
the Oscar,
how much did you, Paulina? How much did you pay for your or Justine rather? I don't know who I'm been speaking to. I was thinking of somebody else. Who you look very 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 spitting image of? No. how much did you pay for your mana receptacle?
300.
They are a different item now in Vernus.
They're very rare. They're either rare or very rare.
Very rare, as far as I remember.
You paid just as much, didn't you, Sylvia?
Yeah. No. So my question is just because it was that much for one thing.
Two things for 200. That doesn't sound like a good price.
I'm just wondering. Are we getting fucked over?
I will say. The sunfire sparks, they're very small consumable items, you know. They're basically a magical flash grenade.
Also considering that we just like bullied her into keeping like 70% of the stuff, I think modesty is kind of a good approach to this.
Let's take it. We need to get like a price list with stuff so we kind of know.
Somebody needs to get better at appraising.
Yeah.
Maybe the rogue.
Which will be you!
I know. I've been too busy being sneaky.
with your shady shit.
Yes.
No, I think we did well there. No, I think we can do with that.
Alright.
But the amber pieces, the ruby, the jewelry and all that stuff. We could ask her, like, would you know where we could sell that to a good price?
I'm going to like, as this discussion is happening and hearing the price, I'll take a look at Madame Gautier and tell her, well, while some of these items seem pretty simple, they still are of goblin make, of a goblin who's up and vanished. So I think that in turn might give it a bit more up in value. What would you think about 300?
Okay. You can give me a persuasion roll, Feruz, with advantage. So that's an additional +5.
Ooh, go Feruz.
You're getting advantage because Madame Gautier knows you. You are working with her.
Yeah.
So it's you only have a charm of one, so it's a +6 to the roll.
Okay. So I roll one die and plus
1d20
six.
1d20 and it's +6.
Okay, that's a dirty 20.
Woo!
That's
26.
That's...
Bloody hell. That is a great roll.
Mm-hmm. How about we say 280?
Oh, well, are we going to split the difference on 20 gold? Let's keep it 300.
Okay. I can't say no to pretty face.
Favorite's MVP. Amanada is just all our negotiating in the future.
Yes, Amanada is just gonna like painfully nudge Feyruz to try and avoid like just kind of jumping out like.
Yes, Sylvia is like
stone-faced. Now she says, "Well, this was a very, very good, very, very good business transaction for us all, I believe." So, Gwyn, would you be free this evening to join me for dinner?
I absolutely would love to.
Of course you would.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay, so having gotten what you think is a pretty good deal, keeping the majority of the magic items, so we will have to discuss who's holding on to what. Although I think I think everything that you have is consumable, except the scabbard, which you've left with Madame Gautier.
And the tome?
The tome is considered a consumable because you read it to... It is like it has a... It recharges, but it is considered a consumable. So the Horn of Told Strength, the tincture of fairy speed. These are all the moon dust as well. They're all consumable items that I don't count towards your power points for. For holding magic items. The scabbard, the elf scabbard, would have been the only thing, so that would have counted towards power points. But
I'll count out the gold that we have, and between that and the 150, we found that it's 75 for everybody.
And then don't forget that some of those, I think I did give you the monetary value of the gems for the bonus as well. So
yes,
so
we need to go and sell these. Yeah.
Well,
but so we got 450 gold altogether. So 150 plus we're getting 300 from Madame Gautier. 450. So we're splitting that.
Well, while ye are discussing that, I think this is a perfect place to take a pause in our story.
Number of very useful and in some cases extremely powerful magical items now in the possession of the party, as well as a nice chunk of gold that they can use for investing in maybe some other new magic items or the upgrading of their weapons and other equipment. Overall, the party is doing quite well. Now they just need to decide what they will do next. Join us next time to see what their plans are. If you enjoyed this adventure and would like to know more about the world of Feyearth, then the best thing to do is jump over to our itch.io page, fey-earth.itch.io. We've got a bunch of really great products there. These are all pay what you want, so you can download them for free if you wish. There is an early release version of our core rulebook, The Explorer's Guide to Feyearth, a number of one-shots, and a really fun starter adventure, all of which come with quick play guide and pre-generated characters. There is a lore primer to learn more about the world of Feyearth itself. And if you want something Fey-related but slightly different, then maybe consider purchasing a copy of Fey Wanderer, a really fun rules-light TTRPG that we launched last Halloween. This is a game that is appropriate for all ages, even pre-numerate children, and is designed to be a simple game that you and your friends can start playing in under 20 minutes. The perfect game when half of your buddies have had to cancel game night, but the rest of you are still there and want to play. Finally, don't forget that we have our upcoming Kickstarter in March, trying to raise money so that we can finally print and publish Feyearth and bring this world truly to life. We would, of course, love your support in that. And keep an eye on us on social medias, Twitter and Blue Sky especially, sharing links to updates on what's going on, as well as our new Discord, which we would love to see you at as well. So thank you and bye.